What would happen if you actually said no to the things that you don't want in life? Like, stop saying yes just for the sake of saying yes. We're talking about this today on Self Love Serve Raw. Welcome to Self Love Serve Raw, your go-to podcast for self-love and personal development. I'm Suhaiti, a digital storyteller, author, and self-love advocate, and I'm here to dish on all things self-love and goal-getting. Join me every Monday for a new episode. Now let's get raw. It's your girl, Suhaiti. Welcome to Self Love Serve Raw. I am so excited for this topic today because it just dawned on me recently that I keep saying yes to things that I don't really want, y'all. Can you relate? If you can, hit that like on YouTube, subscribe on YouTube, and rate this podcast if you are listening to it on audio. It's so important to really know what it is that you want, to learn how to say no. And I think as women, we do have an issue with saying no. We tend to be people pleasers sometimes. We tend to just go along to get along, to not rock the boat. And as someone who has done it, especially in relationships, I can relate. And even at work, how many times have I said that I will agree to do something, a task that didn't really feel right, or when I felt like I was being taken advantage of because of my skill set, but I was too scared to say no because of the repercussions of being a woman in the workforce and what happens if I say no? So I really wanted to come on the mic today and here on YouTube to talk about how we can learn to say no. And the first thing that we need to do is to really be clear on what aligns with us in our lives and what doesn't. Is there anything that you're saying yes to in your life? A relationship, a friendship, even like an outing? I don't know if you can relate to this, but I've had intuitive hits sometimes, like my gut saying, don't go, or my body saying, you're tired. But I still say yes to go out with a friend for drinks or to go out to an event. Why? If my body's telling me no, stay, if my gut is saying you need to stay home, why am I pushing myself to do something that at the moment doesn't align, that doesn't feel good to me? Instead, I don't want to hurt somebody else's feelings, or I don't want to disappoint someone or turn someone down. And I'm doing it despite my feelings, despite what I really want. So for the sake of not disappointing, hurting someone else, for the sake of pleasing someone else, I am ignoring myself and what I really want. And this is what we do when we have a hard time saying no. We put ourselves second. So sit here with me as you listen to this podcast. If you're watching me on YouTube, hello. And ask yourself, that's the first step. What am I saying yes to in my life that I am not aligned to? That makes me feel a little funny. That I feel like I'm pushing myself to do. That's where you start. And then you ask yourself, why am I saying yes? What do I get out of that yes? For me, out of the yes, I've often gotten a feeling of loyalty. I like it when people feel like I'm there for them. So even though I'm there for them despite myself, it makes me feel good in the moment, even though after or even before I'm there for them, I know it's not where I'm supposed to be. Sometimes we say yes because we were taught to say yes, because it's like ingrained in us to not go against the current, to just go along to get along, as I said in the beginning. So are you saying yes to go along to get along? Are you saying yes because you're afraid to rock the boat? You're afraid of rejection. You're afraid of disappointing someone, of making someone angry, of ruining a relationship or a friendship. As someone that has been in romantic relationships and has said yes and agreed to doing things, even though I knew I didn't really want to do them, a lot of it was my abandonment issues. If I don't go along to get along, if I kind of counter this partner's point and have a different opinion, are they going to get mad? Are they going to see me different? Are they going to see me as difficult? Are they not going to want to be with me anymore? So pinpoint why you're saying yes to things that you're not aligning with. Figure out why you're saying yes. Is it fear? And what is that fear? What will happen if you say no? Ask yourself that. What will happen if I say no? Visualize what will happen if you say no. Are you afraid of what's going to happen? Is it not a good visualization? When you do this practice, it'll help you figure out why you keep saying yes to things that don't align with you. And when you get to that core, when you really get the answer, you get to work on yourself. You get to really be honest with yourself about why you're saying yes, even though it's not for your highest good. Let's take relationships, for example. I don't know if y'all remember the episode of Sex and the City where Samantha got with the turtle, who was like this Wall Street guy who had really bad breath. And Samantha said yes after he had been hounding her and hounding her for a date. Because in that moment when he said, "Hey, I really want to take you out, Samantha. Please give me a chance." She had just been rejected by a guy. She had just been stood up by a guy. So she said yes because of a feeling of rejection, loneliness, and a little bit of desperation. And she was not feeling so great about herself. Her self-esteem was not so great. And she said yes to something even though she had said no multiple times before because she knew it wasn't for her. So how many times do we say yes to things because of desperation, because of a lack of self-worth? I've done it. I've said yes to relationships and to jobs that don't value me and don't pay me enough because I didn't feel like I can get anything better. What do you get when you mix a lot of Catholic guilt, a little bit of sex, and a Dominican mom crying?
Yo no te creía así.
Love Trips. That's my first self-published book where I share my relationship wins, woes, and lessons. Get a digital or print copy today on lovesuhiri.com or you can find it on Amazon. All the links to buy Love Trips are in the podcast description. Get your copy to commiserate with my relationship stumbles. How many women or men do you know that end up settling and marrying someone that they don't really love and don't really feel like it's their person, or that they don't have the same values or they're not compatible with, just because they don't want to be alone? Or they're already in their 30s or 40s and their biological clock is ticking, or they're tired of being single, or all their friends are married. Or they just want companionship. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being with someone just for companionship or having a job because you got to pay your bills, because we got to do what we got to do. But be honest with yourself about it. Don't lie to yourself about why you're accepting a job and a relationship that ultimately doesn't align with you and doesn't make you happy. And you're saying yes to it because you feel like you can't get any better. And what happens when we don't love ourselves and don't have that self-worth? We say yes to a lot of shit that we shouldn't. We say yes to abusive relationships. We say yes to being taken advantage of at work. We say yes to being overworked. We say yes to dysfunctional family dynamics. We say yes to friendships that don't appreciate us. We say yes to friendships that take advantage of our kindness and our loyalty. We say yes to relationships that are toxic, to partnerships that don't appreciate us because we don't feel like we deserve to be appreciated and valued. That is why it is so important to get to the core of why you're saying yes. And once you pinpoint step one, what am I saying yes to? Step two, why am I saying yes to this? Step three, what does that say about how I feel about myself? Then you start visualizing a life where you say yes to the things that you want. You start visualizing a life where you say no to the things that you don't want. You flip it. You imagine that life that you feel you deserve because you've done the work. Just because you pinpoint why are you saying yes to things you shouldn't be saying yes to? Doesn't mean that you've done the work. You have to do the work. Listen to this podcast. Subscribe to my YouTube channel where I talk about self-love and self-worth and the things that we can do, you and me together, to get to a better place, a more confident place, a more loving place, a more self-accepting place. Read self-help books. I actually have a self-help, self-love ebook that I'm writing that's going to be available soon, and I'm going to shout it out. This is the work that we have to do to then get to a place where we can visualize a life where we say yes to the things that align and that reflect how much we love and value oneself. So I want you to close your eyes, not if you're driving. If you're driving, don't close your eyes. And before you close your eyes, subscribe to the podcast, rate the podcast, subscribe to YouTube, like this video, share it, leave a comment, all that good stuff. Follow me. I'm going to stop singing. Follow me on social media at Love Sue Haiti. The YouTube, if you're listening on the podcast, is also at Love Sue Haiti, as everything else is. Now that you have given me some love, I want you to close your eyes if you're not driving and envision this. Imagine saying no to a potential partner, relationship, or a date because you're not letting loneliness decide for you. How amazing would that be? Imagine saying no to a job that's not paying you enough or that you hate the hours. Or that isn't really fulfilling you. Or that isn't gonna help you with financial independence. Or that is pushing you to work 60 hours a week. Imagine saying no to a long work commute that impedes you from having a social life so you can get your date on or go to happy hour, okay? And then I want you to flip it again, flip it again, flip it again. And I want you to now imagine this. Imagine saying yes to a partner and a relationship that shares your value system, that loves you for who you are, that embraces you for who you are, that thinks you're magnificent even when you're not sure about yourself. Imagine that partner loving you, supporting you, engaging you. Imagine a job, a career that you love and gives you work-life balance, that gives you freedom if that's what you want, like I do. Imagine saying yes to having the time in your life to enjoy your life, to take vacations, to go to happy hour, to hang out with your friends and your family, to rent a beach house. Say yes to those things. Say yes to that type of partnership. Say yes to that type of career. Say yes to that type of life. But before you say yes to any of these things, you need to know what you want. And you have to start saying no to the things that you don't want. It's going to be a beautiful thing. It's going to be a beautiful life. A beautiful life. I'm feeling it. This year, something's coming. And I'm feeling really good about where I am in my life and the confidence level. And listen, you're going to stumble. I stumble. I have days where I'm saying yes to things still that I shouldn't want. But it's not a mistake. If you listen to my podcast, I'm going to link it in the description. When you make a mistake, do this. That podcast episode has a lesson in how to see mistakes. So I'm not going to share it here. Go listen to that. Because we often beat ourselves up when we say yes and we mean no. And I don't want you to do that either. I just want you to learn from it and do it better the next time. And if you keep saying yes when you mean no, just keep at it. Keep trying. Keep being, maybe one day I'll just be like, no. Maybe it'll come down. It'll come out one day. I promise. Okay, that is it for me. I just really wanted to come on the mic here on YouTube and talk about this because it is something that I have struggled with most of the last couple of years since I became a mom, since I was in a relationship that wasn't really good for me. As a woman, a single mom right now that's reinventing herself and kind of finding herself back to herself, it was really important for me to realize that I was saying yes to things that I shouldn't have and to figure out how to turn it around. And the things that I'm telling you to do, all those steps, that's one of the ways to do it. That's how you start, okay? Follow me on social media at LoveSueHaiti. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Like the video if you're watching now. Share it with your friends. Leave a comment. Drop a little emoji if you feel me. Raise hands for Jesus emoji if you feel me. Thank you so much for everyone who's been rating and reviewing the podcast. Keep at it. Leave a review. It is so helpful, y'all. It's so helpful. See you next Monday. Love yourself. Say no. But say yes to LoveSueHaiti. Till next time. I've been very candid about my struggles with self-love. For most of my adult life, I doubted my worth and made choices both personally and professionally that reflected how little I loved myself. Let's just say I chased unrequited love and professional experiences that undermined my value. Does this sound familiar to you? Do you want to learn how to love yourself just a little more? Well, I have a free gift that will help. Yes, I said free. Introducing 5 affirmations for self-love and healing. You can get your affirmations today on lovesuehaiti.com. The direct link is also in the podcast description.